This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. Our great pleasure to welcome Jim Getz, the Chief of Police for the Decatur Police Department, to the program. They're having an event, Decatur Community Day of Peace, a family event, this Friday, April 2nd. Chief, good to have you with us. I know it's been a challenging year for you and your department and violence in our community. Talk to me a little bit about how this day got planned, how it got started, and who all is involved.
Okay. Hey, Brian. Good morning. This started, the conversation started probably over a year and a half ago. We just talked about doing gun buyback, you know, trying to do everything we can to get some of these guns off the street that are used in crimes. And we've been hesitant in the past to do a gun buyback, and it brought to my attention of a successful gun buyback that was done out in Pittsburgh. And it was done by the churches, which is something that you know, it's kind of new because usually police departments run it and they just haven't been successful. So Pittsburgh did one where the churches ran it. And so we reached out to the churches, NAACP, my alert team, and the Buffett Foundation generously stepped in to help as well. So that's how this all came about. We originally wanted to do this last year, Brian, but obviously the COVID just was too powerful of a pandemic at that time. And then we shot for January of this year because we were shooting for Martin Luther King Day. And that was what the church in Pittsburgh did, and that was very successful to tie it to something with some, you know, related to peace. And so we decided to do it this April. We wanted to do it April 4th, which was Martin Luther King's Assassination Day. With that being Easter, we thought, well, we probably won't get a lot of families or a lot of people out at all. So we moved it to this coming Friday, Good Friday, but we're still tying in with Martin Luther King and then peace. And we've got the whole community involved as much as we can. We've got some resources out there for job training and education. And so we want this to be a true day of peace and let the community be part of community policing.
All right. Now, this takes place from 2 to 6 p.m., and it is going to be held at the Community Church of God, which is located at 333 South Martin Luther King Drive, Jr. How does the gun buyback itself work, Jim? No questions asked, no identification required, no ammunition accepted, but there's different price ranges for different weapons.
Yeah, absolutely. So there is no questions asked when you bring those in. We'll look at them. They need to be in all in one piece. They need to be operable. But we are taking rifles, the assault-style rifles, as they call them, is a common name out there. $350 for those. A shotgun is $75. Semi-automatic handgun and revolver, $225. We're not taking ammunition, and we're not taking magazines.
Okay, and so folks can just come in and no questions asked and buy this back. Jim, I know this isn't going to solve everything, but right now I'm assuming you're ready to try anything to bring a greater peace to our community. We just have too much retaliation going on right now. You guys have your hands full. We got too many people shooting at each other, and I don't know if there's one correct answer or it's going to have to be a whole bunch of things, but I'm assuming you're willing to have a conversation about just about anything to solve this problem we have.
Yeah, you got every piece of the pie has its place, and so that's what we're doing. So I'll give you a perfect example of the type of guns we'll probably get. I'm sitting at home last Friday night, and one of my neighbors, elderly neighbors, comes over and hands me a box with a gun in and says, "I'm not going to be here next week, but I want to be part of your buyback and turn this gun in." He goes, "It's sitting around my house. He's had it 40 or 50 years. And it just sits there." But that's that gun that when you're burglarized, that gun ends up on the street being used in crimes. And so that's where we'd love to get the gangbangers guns. We know that's probably not going to happen. But if we can get some of the guns off the street or out of people's households that will make it to the streets and used illegally, that's good too. And so this is not a Second Amendment violation. We're not forcing anybody to turn guns in. We're not coming to your house to take guns. This is truly voluntary.
All right. Well, the local Decatur churches, the NAACP, the Department of Community Development, the Decatur Police Department, and the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. I know we can't overstate this, but how important is the foundation to law enforcement in this community and in so many other areas? But what is it like to have that sort of resource?
It's awesome. I mean, I've talked about doing a gun buyback in the past, but as you know, city budgets are tight, and we can't afford the extras. I mean, we're basically able to pay our bills and pay for the officers we have and the operation and the equipment we need, and that is it. So the Howard G. Buffett Foundation, I know they take some criticism, and I don't know why. They do so much for this community. that he could spend that money, or that foundation could spend that money somewhere else and not in Decatur. So it's frustrating, but this is just another example of things they're doing in the community to try to make it better.
All right, Chief. Congratulations. I hope you have a great day, and let us know if there's anything else we can do. Police Chief Jim Getz with us today, and that program is from 2 to 6, as I mentioned, this Friday, April 2nd.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.